from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Turkish state media report at least 20 Kurdish militants were killed in Turkish airstrikes in northern Iraq early Wednesday. Turkey's F-16 fighter jets targeted members of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK, in the mountainous region of Hakurk near Iraq's border with Turkey, according to the Anadolu News Agency. A two-year-old ceasefire and peace process between Turkey's government and the PKK has collapsed in July 2015. Turkish warplanes have been carrying out frequent bombing raids on PKK camps in northern Iraq and in Turkey's mainly Kurdish southeast. A car bomb in central Kiev Wednesday morning killed a well-known pro-Western journalist, Pavel Sheremet, with a crisis-hit nation's president demanding that the perpetrators are brought to justice. The 44-year-old is originally from Belarus, but a Russian citizen who worked for the Ukrainska Pravda, that's an independent news site. He died when an explosion tore through the car he was in. The Interior Ministry called the Sheremet's killing a brazen murder aimed at destabilizing the country. President Petro Poroshenko described the death as a crime and a terrible tragedy, saying the guilty must be punished. Three French soldiers have been killed in Libya, according to the Defense Ministry Wednesday. And it's the first confirmation that French has troops in the country where the Islamic State group has rear bases. The country's defense minister regrets the loss of the life of the three French officers who died while on mission in Libya. That's according to the ministry in a statement without giving any details on the circumstances of their deaths. This is VOA News. Meeting in Cleveland, Ohio Tuesday, the Republican Party formally nominated real estate businessman Donald Trump as its 2016 presidential candidate. Trump's son, Donald Jr., announced the delegate count from the state of New York, putting his father over the required 1,237 votes needed for nomination.
And it is my honor to be able to throw Donald Trump over the top in the delegate count tonight with 89 delegates and another 6 for John Kasich. Congratulations, Dad. We love you.
Indiana Governor Michael Pence was also nominated as the Republican vice presidential candidate. Trump will face a presumptive Democratic nominee, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, in the November 8th general election. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said a U.S.-led coalition airstrikes may have killed nearly 60 people in the Islamic State-held villages in northern Syria. The villages are near the IS-held stronghold of Manbij that's under siege by U.S.-backed Arab and Kurdish fighters. In London Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held talks with the new British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson.
The current situation on the ground in Syria is dire. Heavy bombing by regime forces in and around Aleppo. And there's an escalation of fighting in Deraa. In Aleppo, there's also 300,000 men, women, and children besieged, and the sole surviving access route for humanitarian aid has been cut off.
Johnson said the whole country faces a humanitarian catastrophe, forcing many more refugees to flee. Prime Minister Theresa May, meanwhile, is making her first overseas trip as Britain's leader Wednesday to meet German Chancellor Angela Merkel, a key figure in negotiating Britain's exit from the European Union. A week ago, May replaced David Cameron, who resigned in the wake of Britain's decision to leave the 28-nation bloc. A woman on trial in one of Germany's worst infanticide cases was convicted Wednesday of killing 4 of her babies and handed a 14-year jail sentence. Andrea Gepner, 45, was found to have murdered the 4 newborns whose remains were discovered wrapped in towels and plastic bags last year in a case that horrified the country. Europe is at a major risk of so-called lone wolf terror attacks, and its policing agency said Wednesday, with the latest incident showing how difficult it is to detect and disrupt suspects. Recent incidents include Monday's attack on a German train and last week's carnage in Nice. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.